Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast, featuring hosts J-Hove, Jeff, and Weezy. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back, and some of you for the first time, to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I'm J-Hove.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
Weezy in the building. Say what's up, Weezy.
What it do? What it don't do? What it is, what it ain't? What's good?
All right, everybody, I'm good, man. How's everybody's week?
I'm great, man.
I just wish the listeners could be in pre-production sometimes. Just
with these witnesses.
Just every so often. I just wish they could peek their eyes in.
I'm sorry.
How's everybody's Thanksgiving, man?
It's wonderful, man.
My Thanksgiving was great.
That's what's up.
Yours was real good, too, I see. Yours was real good. You had some good mac and cheese, didn't you? You feel good.
I tried to come kick it with your family, fam. You shot me a blank. What's up, cameraman? How are you, brother? That's what's up.
Shot me a blank.
Sounds good.
Got your blank.
And Jeff, you know, you was in chat. So
definitely wasn't in chat. You stop by mom's house.
Yeah, I should have pulled up. I'm going to call you
definitely.
Next year.
Yeah, you definitely come.
I invited him 4 years in a row. He ain't showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Weezy, what we got up on the show today, man?
Today we are breaking down 2018-2019 college.
Jeff, what are we doing today?
We're handing out awards for the 2018-19 college football season.
How we doing it, Jeff?
FSP style, brother.
You better know it.
Because it's always FSP style.
You better damn believe it.
God damn it.
That's crazy, boy. All right, well, let's get going with our best of the week. Weezy, what you got for your best of the week, buddy?
My best of the week was Thanksgiving, man. Thanksgiving was great,
sure,
man.
Sure,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Thanksgiving was great.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the only person I know that had fried turkey, and I'm still hot. I ain't getting it.
Fried turkey was good.
I'm hot about that.
Yellow cake caramel icing was fire.
You said you're going to bring me some.
I got you some cake.
You got me some cake.
I got you
Is
some
it
cake.
In the whip?
Ain't in the whip, but I got you some cake.
You ain't got no cake.
Nah, I got your cake on date.
Nah,
I got your cake on date.
Nah,
dick.
I'm trying to say, that cake was done Thursday. Mm. It's Sunday.
Nah, I'm trying to tell you now. That cake ain't been touched. The cake is great. You good now. You good on cake.
Good in the hood. Okay. What about you, Jeff? What's your best of the week?
My best of the week, man. Thanksgiving, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Bills Mafia.
What did Bills Mafia
do? Put that W out today.
Got a W.
Yo, Jalen Carmer, quarterback trash.
Yeah.
75 yards later.
Yeah.
Hey.
TDs.
Hey.
TDs.
Hey.
Got the W.
Bills Damn. Mafia through the tables.
That's crazy. Hey. My best of the week, pre-production. As you can see on Instagram, he sung the fight song for the Florida Gators. And we bounced all through the Florida Seminoles, 41-14 in a rivalry game. We hadn't won in 5 years, our first win in 5 years.
Absolutely.
We lead the series 39-26.
Sounds right.
Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. But it's on IG right now. Check it out.
Yeah.
It's one of the best moments of my 4 years doing the podcast, watching you do that fight song with so much vigor, so much enthusiasm.
You know what? Revenge.
Yeah, for sure. It's
a dish best served cold.
You better know it. And go saying. Gators. More importantly, and Coach Locke, I know you hear this. In the Realville group chat, he posted the alligator.
That's out of character for Coach.
Very out of character.
It was it was right when the kickoff was coming.
Yeah, Jeff didn't know how to respond.
I did. You see me typing? I was like,
he was like, should I say that's what's up? Yeah. I got to do the show, son. Yeah. He didn't know how to respond, but Coach came.
Yeah.
I don't get that. That ain't how he get down.
That's like not a piece off of
Hey, that chat, I'm going to tell y'all, that chat's a dark place, man.
That Realville group chat is
that
very
chat
dark
make you come, chat, it make, yeah. it makes some.
Coach, I might have had some adult beverages.
It was a piece off between me and Coach.
Yeah, too much. Hey, now, Coach, he has some eggnog.
We've been kind of different, different opinions on Florida State this year. So it was a piece off between the two of us. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. What's up, Coach?
Yeah, I haven't heard from Coach since.
It's off season. We can get back on the same team.
Bet you
I haven't heard from Coach. Most definitely. What's our worst of the week, man? Go ahead, Weez. What's your worst of the week?
My worst of the week, man, was my boy Darius Garland went down.
Yeah.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
That hurt me. I'm sure it hurt the whole city, but it hurt me.
So the thing is, okay, with Darius, with a torn meniscus, you can walk after that surgery.
Right.
If you are him, maybe, let's say 6 weeks, mm-hmm. do you even come back to Vanderbilt and play, or do you do a Kyrie Irving and chill?
I chill. If we're not in contention for anything,
yeah.
I'm not. Because then I'm risking my livelihood.
For sure. So you sit out and you just prepare for the draft.
Right.
Wow.
I do.
Yeah. What about you, Jeff?
I want him to come back and play.
Yeah. I do too. I would love for him to come back and play.
But if he thinks the next step after this 1 year was the NBA, then don't even worry about it.
It was. Yeah, it was lottery for sure. Yeah. It's not like Kyrie. Kyrie's the number one pick, though.
Yeah.
He's not the number one pick. Yeah, most definitely.
And what, six weeks?
6 weeks, for sure.
6 weeks is a long time in college basketball.
Yeah, yeah. That'll put him right at the beginning of January. Conference play, yeah. For sure.
So
I think he could come back and be a contributing factor.
If he can come back, play over half the games, I'll come back. But if not,
I think it's half the game. Yeah. Right at it. Yeah. My worst of the week, man. Godspeed to Darius Garland. Too. Good kid, friend of the show, for sure. My worst of the week, Patrick Mahomes. Love for ketchup. You guys hear about this?
I heard that. Ketchup on everything.
He openly declared his love for ketchup on steaks and macaroni and cheese. That is the signs of a serial killer.
Yellow box. Eat out of the yellow box.
I'll be quiet.
Yeah, no. What, Jeff?
Not on steak.
You put ketchup on your mac and cheese?
I've had ketchup on mac and cheese.
Though. I've heard that. I haven't done it, but I've heard it's not unnormal.
Not normal. No, wait. Not every time, but I've done it before. I've done it on steak before, too.
You know what? Yeah. I always had thoughts, Jeff. You had the signs of a serial killer. Yeah. Yeah, let the listeners know in on the real group chat.
No, go ahead.
No.
Because you explain stuff better than I do.
No, I'm telling you. I don't know. I missed that in the group chat.
No, you did. You ain't missed a damn thing. That's what I think. You don't miss shit on that group chat. He lied.
I put down everything I love. Uh-uh. I don't know what you mean by a yellow box.
What a yellow box is, it's pretty. People eat out of the yellow box of Cheerios. It's two kinds of Cheerios.
Right. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah.
And the yellow box.
The regular joint.
The regular joint is no sugar on it. It's just.
Oh,
you feel me?
I put down everything I love. I didn't know what you were talking about. Now I know. Yeah. If you eat out that yellow box of Cheerios, I'm saying I've been worried about the franchise over here. Oh, he is, man. The franchise.
My worst of the week.
What's your worst of the week, Joe?
Go back to Florida State real quick, man. Some of the fans need to grow up. The racist post. Going after Coach Taggart. It got so bad last night, even the president of the school had to come out and say that they're behind Willie Taggart. Like, fully, just to, show some support, because it was rough. Yeah, shout out to Coach Taggart, man. Shout out to the players that were on social media saying they believe in Coach Taggart. Our four-star recruits at linebacker saying nothing's changing. We come to Florida State to change this around.
Right.
Let's go Noles. Anyway, man, make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Stitcher, Beyond Pod, YouTube, and, of course, the SoundCloud page to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. And if you do that, check out the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast with Animal Brown and Spike Lou each and every Wednesday. This week's show is the Thanksgiving episode. Pretty cool episode, guys. You get a chance to check it out.
Shout out to the guys at the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast, man. Thanksgiving is here. What are you thankful for, Weezy?
Everything. Life took some turns on me this year. Yeah. I'm thankful for it, though.
Yeah, motherfucker. Make you a better person, man.
Yeah.
Cameras always on. So, what about you, Jeff?
Hey, man, I said it last week. Thankful for the opportunity to do stuff like this, to be heard. Thankful for, good friends.
For sure. Most
always for the South Side.
Yeah, and always for the South Side. Yeah, man. Thanksgiving, man. I went and actually spent Thanksgiving with my family this year.
There you go.
Man.
How's that feel, man?
Yeah, man? It's solid, man. It's pretty solid.
I seen it. Took a picture, man. You pretty happy.
Yeah. You know what that picture is? So your auntie, ooh, Jay, I ain't took it. Take a picture. Let me take a picture of you. So you on the phone, you just turn around like, hey.
Yeah, but you were happy, though.
I wasn't happy.
Yeah, you
I was happy.
God, we
got to
edit that out. My goodness.
The Ladies Room Podcast, man. Check out Rizzo and Anne Marie to find out what the ladies are really talking about in the Ladies Room. The latest episode is up right now, and you can catch up on past episodes and follow the Ladies Room Podcast on IG and Facebook. One time for Coach Locke.
Ladies, you look good. Shout out to the ladies.
Most definitely, man. Shout out to the ladies. Fresh for Dummies, man. Me and my dog Animal Brown is a self-help fashion podcast directly related to improving everyday fashion. You can catch our latest issue. Issue number 35 is up right now directly for the culture. Follow the show IG page at Fresh for Dummies and simply search Fresh for Dummies on all your social media handles. Wear your kicks and cop responsible.
And you can read up on your favorite FSP co-host. All right.
Hi, it's 2019. That's what you're checking. My bad.
go Noles. Purchase your FSP merchandise and catch up on past episodes from the shows we just mentioned and much, much more. How you do that, you ask Weezy? Just simply search www.realvillemedia.com. Tell a friend to support the real.
OMG! Most definitely OMG, man. Jeff, we got 10 good rests in seconds.
Yes, sir.
Let's start the music.
All right, guys. So last week was Survivor Series. So you know what that means, right?
Who you got?
We got the results of who you got from last week.
What I do, cameraman?
All right. So last week we had first matchup was Seth Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
That's the homie. You, where my shirt at, Jeff? We're going to get that.
Yeah, we don't want that shirt.
he got that L last week.
He got that L.
Yeah, he did. It's a great match, though. Great way to start the pay-per-view off. Shinsuke, I don't think he's signing that contract up. He's going to come back to WWE after that match. So.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What are you going
to
do?
Going back to New Japan. The promotion that some people feel is the best promotion in wrestling right now. So okay. That's where he came from.
The homie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the homie. Yeah. And then also, Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair. Weezy had Ronda Rousey. J.U. had Charlotte Flair. Shout out to Weezy. Charlotte Flair snapped in the middle of the match. Started hitting Rousey with a chair. Got a little bloody in there. It was rough. It was rough for Ronda Rousey last weekend.
Damn.
Yeah, it was tough, man. Shout out to Charlotte Flair. And the last match of the evening, Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Both you guys had Brock Lesnar. Yeah, Brock Lesnar got the W. Mm. Yeah. So that was who you got last week.
Yeah.
No pay-per-views until mid-December. So, you know, back to regular 10 seconds of wrestling. But, you know.
There we go, man.
It was good. Survivor Series was cool, though.
Who you got, man?
Yeah.
10 good wrestling seconds, man. Shout out to you, Jeff. All
right.
In case you missed it, shout out to Tonio for this, man.
Okay.
Doing your job, Will. Shout out to Yoski. Grant Freckren is a 19-year-old sophomore walk-on receiver for the Tennessee football team. Of course, Yoski
of course.
Tennessee,
yeah.
In case you missed it, for sure. But anyway, Grant is also the founder of CEO Metro Straw, a million-dollar company with branches in Atlanta, Nashville, and Charlotte, and is one of the largest landscape management companies in the Southeast. Now, Freckren's mornings are taken up by class time. In the afternoon, he'll hustle over to the team facility for meetings and an afternoon practice. And when that's over, the supply chain management major will knock out homework and meet with the football team's tutoring staff to attend to his academic responsibilities. Wow. When he's not in class or on the practice field, he's in the weight room or he's tied to his phone answering calls and emails. He says he goes through three recharge cycles on his phone each day, man. Shout out to Grant, man.
I respect
getting him. Busy, man. Sophomore, got a million-dollar company.
That explains the walk-on.
Yeah, for sure. Don't matter.
Yeah,
man. Shout out to Tonio, man. Yeah. Good find. Now, tweets with questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment and give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the YouTube page. On the iTunes page, please rate and subscribe. And more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
About that Full Sport Press podcast, man. The revolution will be podcasted. And before we get started, the first half, Weezy got a poll question for the listeners.
Yes, sir, I do.
Let the people hear it.
This week's poll question is, who's having the worst week? Reuben Foster, Dwight Howard, Marvin Lewis, DeJounte Murray.
Okay, shout out to you, Easy. So the first person is Reuben Foster, who's our first round pick, 31st overall, 2 years ago on his second arrest in 2018.
It's rough on him.
He's our starting middle linebacker, one of our best players on defense. He's cut from the team because of another domestic, from the same woman he had a domestic with at the beginning of the year.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Dwight Howard is going through a lot.
Whirlwind.
Just Google Dwight Howard.
Yes.
Yeah, who's the third person? Oh, Marvin Lewis. Tell the listeners about Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis hired Hugh Jackson, former Cleveland Browns head coach, as a consultant to his team, to his offense. It comes out this morning that Cincinnati will consider Hugh Jackson as a replacement to Marvin Lewis in the offseason.
Yeah, for sure.
They ain't going to do nothing
that's
like
tough,
that.
Man. That's tough, man.
That ain't hard like that.
And DeJounte Murray's girlfriend broke up with him and said he was a broke boy all on the gram. And said
Jesus. She's just hot.
Yeah, I'm just saying. She was a gold digger. I remember seeing him. He tore his ACL.
He didn't pay for the flight or something. She hot.
You know. Yeah. But everything happens for a reason, young DeJounte. Yeah. Keep fighting.
Keep fighting, bro.
Yeah, keep fighting. Yeah. Most definitely.
You're fighting a good fight, DeJounte.
Yeah, but I would say who's having the worst week is Reuben Foster because he'll never play in the NFL again.
Well, Reuben Foster got to keep his hands to himself.
For sure.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Right? Well, it was not proven this time. But,
you know, Dwight Howard still has $23 million left this year, and then he gets another contract.
But
this is the thing.
He's go ahead.
There's no money coming in for Reuben Foster. He's having the worst week.
Y'all have a hard time with defensive ends, don't you?
Our defensive, he's our middle linebacker.
Well, same thing. Defensive players. Big difference. Well, look, what's the other guy?
Head on the ground.
Are you talking about Alden Smith?
Yeah. Alden Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a linebacker too, I think.
Yeah. Outside linebacker, defensive end. Yeah. It's all good. Same thing.
Dwight Howard off court stuff has been some of the stuff of the ages.
That shit. That Dwight Howard's always weird, man.
His off the court stuff is always weird. Yeah.
How many kids are he at? Dwight Howard?
9 by 10. That's the rumor.
Rumor.
9 by 10.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's a team. Yeah, yeah, but Dwight. And then out with gluteal injury.
Let's go.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, man. How the sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast, episode 246, man. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
I'm Weezy. What's cracking?
Weezy, where can they find you at on social media, dog?
I'm FSP underscore Weezy on Twitter. I'm at How Weezy on IG.
Yep.
Holla at me.
Holla at you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Holla at me.
For sure, most of everything unlocked.
No. Hell no. Not right Instagram. Now. It's rough.
Jeff, where can they find you at on social media,
bro? JEasley84 across all social media platforms.
Most definitely, man.
The kingdom is worth waiting to get into, though.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah, it's worth the wait.
Most definitely. I'm J-Ho, man. Catch me if you can.
Yeah, what's most definitely.
Let's recap, man. College football, just man. Out here. Week 13. Hate week, Jeff.
Hate week.
It's hate week.
Like this,
let's go through some winners and losers, man, on hate week, man. Who you got as a winner? Anybody want to go first?
Ohio State.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Every time Urban Meyer needs a win.
He gets one.
He gets. Remember last year he needed to beat Wisconsin? He beat the shit out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He beat the mess out of Michigan.
Yeah.
As Coach Brown says, Old Testament ass.
Old Testament.
Most heavenly, man. Dwayne Haskins looking like the number one quarterback right now in the country.
Hey,
I'm talking about when he gets drafted.
Yeah, most definitely.
Another winner that I have, man, is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
He's 12-0. Irish will play in a playoff for the first time in, what, 2 years after going 4-8?
Yet another test pass by them. They could easily fold it. That game was looking like it was going out of hand.
Got tricky. Yeah. The thing is with Notre Dame, them not playing in a conference per se.
They'll never play in a conference.
Smartly.
They don't have to.
They don't have to, most definitely. Yeah. What about another winner?
Vandy.
Vandy.
For sure. Vandy. Don't ever get it confused.
Yeah. Hey, for real, man. Y'all coach, Derek Mason, should have a job for as long as he wants to be there.
Yeah.
What he's done with that school and what that y'all not falling completely off after James Franklin, he should be able to coach there as long as he wants to.
Yeah. Vanderbilt's the best team in Tennessee, dog.
Yeah.
Beat them 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
They are the best. Beat them three over them, what, in five?
Yeah.
Then they also beat MTSU.
Yeah.
MTSU.
Got past TSU.
Yeah.
And what's important about that game was people saw Tennessee is down. Tennessee had to win that game to go to a bowl.
They did.
They both were fighting for a bowl spot.
Yeah.
And they were playing a little dirty. They were hitting my boy in the head.
Yeah.
They were hitting Keyshawn in the head. You hear me?
They was playing dirty.
Did he finish the game?
I don't know, but he needs to leave Vanderbilt
now.
To yesterday. He needs to go on and go pro.
Not even playing the ball.
No, he needs to go on and go pro.
Yeah.
For real. Let's talk about some losers, man. Who wants to go first?
Man, McKenzie Milton and UCF, man.
That hurt.
God, because, you know, they're going to get a bowl. They're going to get a New Year's Day bowl. And they're going to play somebody. They're going to lose. People are going to say, well, they should have been.
They lost their quarterback. A Heisman quarterback.
Hopeful. Goodness.
That was a tough one, too. It was tough to watch. That was tough to watch.
My loser was Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. They didn't show up.
They didn't show up. It was his best chance. Yeah. We can't defend that coach anymore.
No, Harbaugh. Yeah. He needs a quarterback, though. He don't have. He still don't have.
He has the best quarterback he's ever had.
No, that was a makeshift quarterback. It was a transfer.
I see you.
He needs a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, he needs one of his quarterbacks, and he'll be fine.
If he needs a quarterback. He's been there 5 years, right?
McCaffrey's little brother, and he might be the starting quarterback next year. He can play.
Yeah, but why haven't you recruited one in 5 years?
Because he did. McCaffrey was the quarterback.
Yeah.
Most definitely. My loser is Arizona. Now, when we first did a college football show, you said that Arizona and Khalil Tate and Kevin Sumlin would do great things in the Pac-12, cameraman.
That's a bad pick.
They're not bowl eligible.
Rough, man.
Herm Edwards, though.
Herm Edwards bowl eligible.
But Kevin Sumlin is not.
They said Herm Edwards ain't calling a single play all year. He ain't called a play.
I ain't mad at Herm. Herm know what's up.
He called three timeouts a game. That's all he do.
And another loser in the same realm is Lane Kiffin. Now, this time last year, we were saying that he was going to be a head coach at a Power Five, and you go and lose to Charlotte at the crib. Yeah. And now you're 5-7, you're not bowl eligible.
Yeah. It's rough.
They had a rough schedule this year, though.
Not really.
They just didn't. He didn't.
Yeah, this was a down year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's what I'm saying. With his talent and who he played, he had a rough schedule.
Yeah. But the thing about Lane Kiffin is he didn't lose a lot of players.
Yeah.
He made too many coaching adjustments, man. He let that young boy call plays.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Weiss's son is there, 22 years old.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, and last but not least, you got another loser.
No, go ahead.
Anybody else got another loser?
No.
Of Florida State, 37 years, you have a ball game. You should play in a damn ball game.
Bro. Well, here's the thing.
You should play in a ball game, Jeff.
Yes. Yeah. But let's keep it a buck now. Mm-hmm. We got the fun and game out the way.
Mm-hmm.
This should have happened last year.
If
they wouldn't have rescheduled that game last year that we all of a sudden needed against not Citadel but against somebody like that. Yeah, we wouldn't have made a bowl last year.
But he did.
But he did.
It's gonna be tough, man. Shout out to Willie Taggart, man. Keep fighting, Willie.
We'll be back.
Is he the coach in the next 5 years?
Yeah,
for sure. College football players of the week, man. Week 13. Hate week. Does anybody have a college football player of the week? Who wants to go first?
Go ahead.
I want Dwayne Haskins.
Who else could you go with?
It's a lot of people.
3-9.
You with.
Yes,
it's a damn lot. Now, this is it right here.
Now, Kyler Murray.
This is the game.
Kyler Murray had the game, too. Kyler Murray put up numbers.
No, let Jeff get off.
Now, I'm going to say, this is the game. Mm-hmm. And what do you do? Go ahead. We like him to cut you off.
396.
Uh-huh.
Six touchdowns.
That's a Heisman moment in the game.
Yeah, he ain't playing though. He's not sitting.
We know the man amongst boys, the god amongst men is Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah,
that's why, get
his name right, Jeff.
Yeah. I mean, only reason I picked Dwayne Haskins because he played in the big game. He rose up in the big game.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
upset.
Yeah, Tua.
Tua had six touchdowns too.
Yeah, but I knew they was gonna beat Auburn.
I mean, it's still a rivalry game.
Yeah,
it was a better game than we watched Ohio State. It's a better game than the Florida game.
It wasn't a better game than Ohio State.
This was. They got their ass kicked.
I bet it is.
Yeah, for sure. My player of the week is Kyler Murray.
My bad, yeah.
From the Oklahoma Sooners. Now, you good, bro. 364 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and 114 rushing yards, 1 touchdown. Did everything to get past West Virginia. Hey, Will Greer had a really great game, too. Six touchdowns as well.
I swear I wish Kyler Murray could play one more year.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, the way that things are going, Kyler Murray might get drafted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the NFL. So that's how bad the quarterback competition is.
I wish he can play one more year for sure.
For sure.
Mm. Yeah. Well, let's move on to Weezy's favorite sport with a little bit of fantasy to it.
Shh.
The FSP Fantasy Football League Week 12 edition. All right. Let's start off with Winston's eye exam, myself, versus Cam Newton's exposed Achilles. Cam Newton's exposed Achilles is kicking my ass right now. 103-62. Looks like I'm going to catch my first L of the season.
You know why?
Talk to me.
Tigers on the bye.
Next, we have Urban Meyer's faulty memory versus Show Me Them TDs. Urban Meyer's faulty memory is running away with this one, 108-86. It's been a season. You choose a side. One time for Weezy versus A Royale with the cheese. This one's going to go down to the wire.
I owe him.
Right now, it's 74 for Weezy to 65 for A Royale with the cheese. Both of these guys are projected to be around 110 at the end of the night. So we're going to see how this is going
to
play out.
He got Aaron Rodgers left to play.
Mm-hmm. Booby Spin, fresh off their first victory of the year last week versus last place for 2 years straight. AB is putting together a solid season over there with last place for 2 years straight.
Who cares?
Right now, we mentioned Old Testament ass whoopers. That is happening in this game right now. Animal Brown is up 124-59 on Booby Spin. Now watch God
hard, y'all.
Versus
now
Wayne
watch God
B.
having a year.
Now this is the game of the week. Both teams are 7-4. Both teams are fringe playoff teams. Right now it's Wayne B's 103-91 over Now Watch God. With both teams, this is going to be a bomb burner. Projected to be 130-129.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's why I retired.
The Squeakers versus the Auto Pick All Stars, 94-70 for the Squeakers. Look, they're gonna pull that one out. Pause. Yeah, shout out to everybody participating. The email was sent again, guys. Shout out to the people who paid this week.
Some people paid this week.
Shout out to Coach Wayman.
Coach Wayman.
Got it in there.
Shout out to Coach.
One time for Coach.
Yeah, that's my dog.
Rest of you guys. Could get that payment in. Thank you so much. All right.
Who ain't paid?
Oh, let's see.
Let's go through it.
Nah, don't do them like that. Okay. You want to do them like that?
Yeah.
Shit, let's do them like that. I tried to say.
We got Coach Brown.
Yeah, we got Coach Brown.
I don't pick all stars.
My brother. Hey, that's my fault. That's my fault.
Squeak.
Squeak ain't paid?
Oh, we got to get him.
Yeah.
I'm finna
leave. Squeak ain't, yeah, right. Squeak paid. Squeak ain't paid.
Because he on social media every day. I got to get him.
Let's talk about some NBA basketball, man. The Washington Wizards are bad.
Real bad.
And that should be the end of the conversation.
Yeah. How bad, Jay?
That's your fault. That's your boy. On that team, that's your fault.
That's my guy. The franchise has started to deliver teams an impression that every player on their roster, including John Wall and Bradley Beal, both all-stars, are available in trade scenarios. Now, the preference remains to reshape the team around Wall and Beal. But poor play among key teammates is limiting their trade value and paralyzing the Wizards' effort to make a significant change to the roster. Fellas, what should the Washington Wizards do with their team and their two all-stars?
You get rid of them. Well, I don't know about Bradley Beal, but the rumor is, and I've seen it for myself now, you can't play with John Wall.
That's not necessarily true.
I'm just telling you.
That's not necessarily true.
You wouldn't fight this hard for Westbrook.
Yeah, I would. If he was John Wall.
If somebody, exactly. If he was John Wall. Yeah.
That was my next scenario.
Let's keep it a buck now. Like, here's the thing. John Wall's 28 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
Currently under contract until 2022.
Right.
23 season with a player option.
Right.
He's going to average out right around $42 million a year.
Right.
42 a year. That's very hard. And a 15% trade kicker on
right.
top of that.
Right.
He's not being traded. They can't, because nobody's taking that contract ever.
If you're trying to build, but other side of the pillow.
Okay.
If you're trying to build a big team, a super team,
mm-hmm.
and you have him under contract for that long, why not make that trade?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but nobody's taking that contract unless they just have a hole in the point.
That's what I mean. They had a contract.
No, I understand the money. You can't make the trade. The money's too tight.
Right.
But will he attract more players to come play with him?
Nah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no.
And that's what it's about in the NBA right now.
Playing with
KD
people.
Was the litmus test. When he didn't go home,
yeah,
that kind of skewed everything.
I think, you know, now with, you know, you got Dwight Howard there. I think that's where they messed up. Paying Otto Porter that $55 million, matching the Nets off.
You couldn't lose Otto Porter, though.
You had Kelly Oubre on the team.
True.
Yeah, but that ain't enough.
That's what I'm saying. That money could have been allocated another way instead of paying Otto Porter, dude, you can get somebody to play the three. And now you got Boogie coming up. Boogie would love to play with him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Out of any of these top, you know, these top 10 players is going to be free agents this year.
Right.
Will any of them sign with the Wizards?
That's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough sell.
Because they don't have a lot of them. First off, they don't have cap space. And then on top of that, they have players in the main position. They need a four. Brad Beal is the easiest asset to trade. Mm-hmm. He's young. He's having his worst year as a pro, mm-hmm. but it could be in the point where that's a tradable asset. He will be I think he'll be the person that's traded.
Let's keep it in the NBA and talk about who might get traded. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about second year Philadelphia 76er, Jay's guy.
That's my guy.
Markel Fultz. Earlier this week, in a statement released by his lawyer, Fultz has visited a specialist about his shoulder and will be out indefinitely for the Sixers. The Sixers believed to be blindsided by this news and said they would stand by Fultz.
Shit.
But then, plot twist. Fultz is now also rumored to have a wrist injury. And as of 18 hours ago, Fultz is no longer in the Sixers' long-term plans. They're looking to move him.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to play out, J-Ho?
It's just too many stories, man. It's unraveling too much.
It's your man's.
Oh, it's my guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was talking to the homies about this. Shout out to Cam. We were talking about this and... We watch a lot of high school basketball, and this
mm-hmm.
was one of the best guys we've seen. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard not to say that this kid wasn't good at one time. Him being a number one pick, I think it's time for him to start fresh with a new team. They're saying that, I mean, it's just not working there. So you trade him to the Knicks, maybe for Trey Burke. Boom, you get him there with a zinger. You got a lot of players there. Either there or a smaller city like Phoenix would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe Orlando.
Because if he goes to the Knicks doing this, it's too much. Pat the free throw line, New York media will kill him.
They'll kill him.
There's no GM or no owner going to sign somebody that's doing the bankhead bouncer for that shoot a free throw. That's true. You can't. You know what I'm saying?
Day by day, his trade value is decreasing. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to do it sooner than later. And I hate that.
If they're going to get something for him, something worth it.
Something, a draft pick, something. Yeah, no, I hate that because this kid, whatever happened, something happened.
Yeah.
Something happened between him playing in the summer league and hurting his ankle all the way until the start of the regular season, his rookie year. Now, I don't know what happened, and we will find out because the world knows that, you know, we're in a microwave society. Yeah. They will find out.
Yeah.
But this kid.
There's a wall, mental wall somewhere that, like you said, something happened.
That kid there, special kid, man. I hate that, man.
Yeah, he'll be overseas. He'll make a lot of money overseas.
He'll never play
overseas. Wow.
Yeah, he'll never
You saying the number one pick.
I'm just. Anthony Bennett
played overseas.
I'm not saying it because lack of talent. I'm just saying of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the situation's trash.
The situation.
I would love to see a backcourt with him. Him and the Knicks, and then keeping Tim Hardaway Jr. up there and see who can shoot the most.
That's your man. They got Lonzo Trier. They just fine.
Lonzo Trier hard.
Yeah, Lonzo Trier can hoop.
He's okay.
You know, he's hooping.
He's having a good so far, but Tim Hardaway.
Right. Yeah, Tim Hardaway is the man. But I'm just saying, gave him $80 million, so he got to shoot.
He got to shoot.
He was 1-for-14 last night.
His stats on point, man.
Just watch a lot of basketball. Yeah. Let's talk about some hypothetical basketball.
I could have argued back at that, but I'm not. Yeah. Go ahead.
You should have.
No. You want to talk about some hypothetical things?
Let's do that.
ESPN analyst Jay Williams thinks this current Duke basketball team could beat the current Cleveland Cavaliers team and explain why during an appearance on Wednesday morning's Get Up. Update. Duke couldn't beat Gonzaga on Wednesday, so
he looked plot twist. He looked silly.
He looked silly.
He was so adamant about this, and then they go and lose to Gonzaga that. It was like, come on, bro.
It's just one of those things we heard a lot, time and time again. It's getting kind of old. Could you put an all-time team here? Could they, if they played a really bad team, they could beat them? Westgate Sportsbook in Las Vegas gave the Buffalo Bills against the Alabama Crimson Tide 28.5 points.
Yeah,
could they cover?
Absolutely.
Nick Saban?
Yep,
they'll cover that.
I put anything down on it.
Well, they have the man amongst boys, God amongst men at quarterback in Alabama. True. So no, there's no telling what they can do.
28.5 is a lot.
I'm gonna tell you what it looked like. It looked like kind of what Auburn. What Alabama did to Auburn this weekend. The offensive line is just too little. They're just running. They're just running to the run out of gas.
Only thing that worries me about this is that it's people on that Alabama team that couldn't play in front of players that's playing currently in the NFL.
Right.
How in the hell
they gonna play against NFL teams?
In the hell?
How they gonna tackle Shady McCoy?
They gonna beat them 20. They'll win by more than 28.5.
Yeah.
Who?
The Bills.
Yeah, for sure. I'll put anything in the world on that.
Yeah. The Duke and Cleveland thing. Damn. I almost understand it when you say Kevin Love's not playing.
Right.
But you put Kevin Love out there.
Yeah.
And then it's just rough, man. It's just rough.
Like, it's still just grown men.
Let's stop doing this.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy these kids for who they are.
Yeah.
You know, live in the moment.
Yeah.
I guess we could call it greatness for definitely for Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, Duke should be great, I guess.
Duke should be great. Yeah, but Duke shouldn't have lost.
That's not true.
They shouldn't have lost a game.
That's not true.
They shouldn't lose a game with that team, dog. Why they lost that game?
Not to hover on it, but they lost that game because it's experience.
No, they lost that game because of R.J. Barrett.
Well, that's your man. Five. Save it to my guy.
No.
Let's move on. Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods took part in a winner-take-all game of golf for $9 million on Bleacher Report pay-per-view. It took a makeshift extra hole of golf and semi-darkness for Phil to get the W over Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Is Bleacher Report on to something here with this?
I think they are, man.
They are.
Yeah, those first 14 holes were, air quotes, competitive.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get a little bit more trash talk.
Mm.
People were talking about how the kids are doing. So not a lot of trash talk. They guaranteed a lot of side bets.
Yeah.
Wasn't a lot of side bets going on.
Yeah.
I need more of that.
Yeah.
The only thing that was great about the telecast was that it was free.
Yeah.
It was
supposed to be pay-per-view.
Supposed to be $19.99. Yeah. It's a hot link on Twitter. Yeah. You press that link. You got a live stream cameraman. So the only thing that it was kind of boring though. After a while, even Charles Barkley was like, this is some bad golf. He was mad. You know what I'm saying? So Ernie was trying to keep it going.
Yeah.
They are on to something though.
Let's be honest. It's only so much golf you can watch, especially if you're not a golf watcher every competitive match.
For sure.
But, it was fun.
Yeah, it was cool to watch.
Yeah.
I got it's a great idea.
This the way I looked at it though. I looked at it a different angle.
Okay.
Is Tiger that bad? This is the only way we can see Tiger, you know,
playing in a insignificant
again. If it's only it's the only way to make us watch Tiger Woods.
Well, I mean, you gotta think about this past season. I mean, he was competitive in three of the four majors.
Yeah, but we didn't watch it.
The Raiders, well, we may not have watched it. We may have only watched the highlights, but the Raiders went through the roof. When Tiger's on the course, that's money.
Yeah.
Every time. Yeah. But I see what you're saying though. I wish the NBA would adopt something like this. Or like
the NBA can't do it.
Now hit me out. Or how the big three is or something like that. Who would want I would pay to see Kobe versus Paul Pierce one more time.
Yeah, Kobe. One on one. Kobe ain't touching that court.
I know. I'm just saying something you could do. Like people who like they did this a long time ago on pay per view 20 something years ago, but they could do something like this.
Yeah. The only thing if I'm Turner Sports, I'm mad because that link goes out.
Yeah.
I don't see any revenue from this. Anything. Gotta refund everybody. Yeah. That's tough. But they are on to something.
Who lost their job? How many people lost their job?
At least 2-3 people. For sure. And they all wear sweater vests.
Yeah, easy.
That PowerPoint presentation.
Nice khakis.
Pleated. That PowerPoint presentation didn't do what it's supposed to do.
No, hell no.
Yeah.
Before we get started with halftime, let's talk about Sean Wash's Arkansas football team.
Ooh, we're going to be high.
Yeah, he'll be all right. The Arkansas defensive backs, Ryan Pulley and Cameron Curl, were suspended for the season finale against Missouri when they got their ass kicked for socializing with members of the Mississippi State Spirit Squad. Now, Arkansas coach Chad Morris called the incident completely unacceptable after the team lost 52-6. Fair foul for suspending players for fraternizing.
Fair. Yeah. You don't do that.
You can't break the rules.
Nah, you stay on your side.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you're getting your ass kicked. Yeah, you should be worried about getting your ass kicked and getting better. You shouldn't be worried about the spirit squad.
Right.
Need to worry about you know, that read that you missed.
Yeah, the block you missed.
DBs.
You're like putting up 52 on you.
Yeah, for sure.
And the double move get you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Worry about that. Yeah. Now, I get it, but you might need to look. And, you know, go to the spirit squad on the gram and figure out who is there.
Yeah, dive in the DMs.
Come on.
It's 2018. Do like everybody else is doing.
You can find a way. Yeah. Most definitely.
You can figure out who that was.
Yeah. You ready to get started with halftime, cameraman? Let's do it.
We're at the midway point. Enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. We have another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Coach Brown's a former TSU tight end and the current defensive coordinator for Hillsboro High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Shout out to the Burrows. Coach Brown will give an insight on hot topics from a former player and a current coach's perspective. Let's see what Coach Brown has to say this week.
Good evening. I am Coach Brown, and welcome to Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. We're going to jump right into it. We're talking college football. The conference title games are set. I'm going to lead with McKenzie Milton, the starting quarterback for the UCF Knights. Had a very gruesome leg injury. He was one of the Heisman hopefuls. Hopefully that team can bounce back from that injury. They were able to win their game. They're going to be in a conference title game against a very tough Memphis team who they only beat by 1 point with McKenzie Milton. So it's going to be interesting to see what takes place in that American Conference title game. I know we got a lot of Big Ten lovers out there. Rightfully so, it's a blue blood conference and all, but your conference title game is, Ohio State versus Northwestern? So you're telling me Northwestern was the best team in the other side of the conference? That's like Vanderbilt making it to the SEC conference. But for you guys to say that the Big Ten is the toughest conference, trash. Complete trash. Y'all need to stop that. Stop that right now. All right, we're going to move on to this LSU-Texas A&M game. First of all, this was an instant classic, crazy 7 overtimes. I don't know why LSU refused to guard number 13. Get eyes on that guy. I mean, from touchdowns to 2-point conversions, It was a crazy game. I loved every minute of it. Extremely exciting. I know that those guys were gassed out there. It was a crazy game. LSU did one thing. They did douse Ed Orgeron prior to the game being over in the fourth quarter because they thought they won. And they didn't. I guess the moral of the story is don't look too good nor talk too wise. See it through. All those things, man. LSU football players, you guys are the bum of the week for dousing your coach prior to winning a game. Where the hell they do that at? I don't know. Hey, I am the coach, Coach Brown that is. Rue, and I'm gone.
And that is another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. He gave the Big Ten a lot of grief. Now, Coach Wayman, get him again, Coach Wayman. Yeah. Get him again. Mm-hmm. Coach Wayman had to straighten him on the FSP page, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
he had to straighten him, Coach Brown. Yeah. So that's why Coach Brown goes into a tirade against the Big Ten. So get him again, Coach Wayman. Get him again, damn it. Get him again. But yeah, Northwestern versus Ohio State, it'll be a It'll be a knockdown drag out. We'll talk about in a second.
Yeah, lot to a little.
Yeah, for sure. Lot to a little. what about early Gatorade showers?
It's rough, man.
Come on, man. That was a good game.
It's a great game.
Great game. But come on. Wait until the clock goes.
Yeah, you got to be double zeros, man. Can't be nothing left on the clock. Nothing left to be sure. For chance. Sure. You like a fool. Coach out there still coaching with all wet suits on and everything.
Come on, you know, the Cookie Monster, you know, he's a great coach. But come on, man. God. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely the Cookie Monster.
Get ready to get started the second half.
Let's do it.
Let's go, man.
The second half is underway. Full Sport Press.
Second half, the 2018 NCAA Football Postseason Award Show, episode 246 of them things. Woo. It's your boy, J-Hope.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
I'm Weezy, what's cracking?
So the 2018 NCAA football regular season has officially ended, and the best players in the country at their respective positions to separate themselves from their peers, not with just their own field plays, but now with name recognition, Jeff. Mm-hmm. What we're here to do on episode 246 is to hand out postseason awards, very similar to our preseason awards that we handed out a couple of weeks back on episode 234. Go back, listen to that, kind of see what we did there, see what we're doing now. Okay. Now, Jeff was out for that show.
Yeah, I was on assignment. I think I was in Acapulco.
Acapulco. Okay.
Yeah, you just aquarium or something.
Yeah, Chattanooga.
Yeah, the grill.
Town Jeff. That's a fake laugh. You don't really like that. I know your fake laughs now, bro. That's one. The show, the NCAA Awards show will air live on ESPN from the Chick-fil-A College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta on Thursday, December 6th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But we're here with the FSP Awards, man.
Yeah.
Let's get started with that first one, Jeff.
All right. So, first award is Top HBCU Prospect.
Most definitely.
Best player currently playing at an HBCU.
Most definitely.
Who's your preseason guy?
My preseason guy was Amir Hall from Bowie State. Yeah. Weezy had a guy from Georgia State.
Yeah.
Said it was an HBCU.
Ooh.
Oof, that was legendary. That was legendary.
Had us all audio. Googling Georgia
State. Sure did.
Yeah. So I will give out my end of the season winner.
Okay.
Which is Amir Hall.
Yeah.
Who I think should be drafted.
Third round. I think he's
good enough to play in the NFL, man. A great, great quarterback. Finished his regular season, played with 10,000 passing yards.
Yeah.
Broke the CIAA conference record for all-time passing touchdowns with 98. Just a great player. That Bowie State team has all local Maryland kids there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you imagine some of the best players from Pearl,
Hillsboro,
Glencliff, all of their best players, right, playing at a college, which would be TSU.
Right.
It's the equivalent of this, man. So it's a great thing, man. They're doing great. And I think they won their CIAA conference as well. Nice. So, man, shout out to Amir Hall. He should play in the NFL. I hope he gets a look.
Hey, that's my pick too. Shout out to Amir Hall.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. What's his name?
Amir Hall.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's his name. Most definitely. Remember his name, man. Amir Hall. Most definitely. Just give me a hard time.
Top prospect outside of a Power Five. Yeah. This is the best player not playing in a Power Five conference.
Most definitely.
Who'd you get? Well, your preseason, who'd you have?
Sure. I had Ed Oliver, defensive tackle in Houston.
All right, Weezy, who you have preseason?
I had Devin Singletary from FAU.
Yeah. You was riding the Lane Kiffin way.
Yeah, he was.
I see.
All right. So, in the season, who you have?
I have Daryl Henderson from Memphis, man.
Man.
Not only is he the most explosive running back in the country, I think he's one of the most versatile as well. He has the most receiving yards. Just a crazy, crazy year for him.
Yeah.
And I think he's the most dynamic player at his position, and I think he will get drafted as well.
I agree with you on that 100%. He kept Memphis competitive in their bigger games. Dude was must-see TV when he was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100%. That's a top. That's a first day draft pick to me.
Special.
To me, special talent. Who you have with? I'm sorry.
I'm a third that emotion. I had Daryl Henderson.
For sure.
For real. Yeah, that's what I had.
For sure. No, I was trying to find somebody else that was just as good.
It wasn't there.
Not outside the top. No,
not at all.
Dude was it, man.
Yep.
All right, so let's go to impact transfer.
Yeah.
This is a player that played for another school last year.
Yeah.
That will have the greatest impact this year.
Yeah.
So preseason, who you have, Wiz?
Shea Patterson.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Preseason, who you have, Jay?
I messed up on this.
Okay.
I had Tabari Hines, wide receiver from Oregon.
That's your man.
Yes, and he's transferring again.
Again.
Yeah. Shut up.
He had 3 catches for 32 yards all season. So
It might be you, son.
Yeah.
It might be you.
It might be you.
All right. So, end of the season, who you got, Wiz?
I had 2 of them, but I'm going to go with Jalen Hurd.
Going with Jalen Hurd?
I'm going to go with Jalen Hurd.
Shout out to Tony. I mean, he sent me, had some crazy numbers. He had, 9 catches for 646.
He was an impact for that team.
He was
that go-to guy on that team.
For sure.
I'm happy to see him turn around.
For sure,
just to stay on the field. That kid is talented.
That's what he is. He's just talented.
Yeah.
Most definitely. My end of the season winner was Alohi Gilman from Notre Dame. Transferred from Navy.
Yeah.
He's been the major force in Notre Dame secondary. He just brought that swagger to the team.
That's a story we need to watch, how he transferred out of Navy, though.
Yeah.
That normally don't happen.
That don't happen, man. The thing. He wanted to play on Sundays, and he knew he wouldn't get the recognition in the eyes if he was playing at Navy. And he's there just all over the field. He's the heart of that defense, man. Alohi Gilman.
Let's move on to the Jim Thorpe Award.
Yeah, yeah.
Top defensive back. Who was your preseason guy, Jay?
Had DeAndre Baker, man, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Weez.
I had the kid from LSU.
Yeah, Greedy.
Of course.
Greedy.
Yeah.
In the season, who you got, Weez?
Greedy. I'm going to stick with Greedy.
Stick with Greedy.
Sticking with young Greedy.
Yeah, he's a finalist for sure. He had a great year.
Yeah.
I had DeAndre Baker.
Okay.
And I'm going to stick with DeAndre Baker. I think he'll win it. He is the leader of the Georgia defense. Okay. Top of the team with picks. A really great year. Came out of school as a 3-star prospect. So to be where he is now, being an NFL prospect, up for the Thorpe, which I think he will win. It's between him, Greedy, and another kid from Notre Dame, I think Julian Love. So
I had Greedy as well. I like watching dude play football.
Yeah. Sundays.
That's a Sunday game.
Is he a first round guy?
Yes. Yeah, league him.
Yes,
league
for
him.
For real.
Yeah, yeah. Most definitely.
All right, let's move on to the Dick Butkus Award.
Yeah.
It's the top linebacker. Mm-hmm. It's mean a little bit. Who you had in the preseason, Jack?
I had Devin White, LSU, man. Whew. Everybody was talking about Devin White before. That's everybody's talking about him.
Everybody. Yeah. Who'd you have, Wiz?
Cameron Smith from USC.
Sheesh.
That's your team, though. Yeah. I ain't mad at that.
That's his other team.
Yeah, well,
most
true enough. Yeah. You're right. Wiz does have the two teams.
He at least ain't got a whole conference.
Looking at you. I got it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got Dylan Moses from Alabama. Yeah.
That's what you
meant. Yeah, I think he's made the most of his time as a starter for the number one ranked Crimson Tide. Ranked third nationally.
What number is he?
32. He went number 32.
Mm.
Yeah. But he's the anchor of the Crimson Tide defense. He's just a sophomore, too.
You know that defense is supposed to be down this year.
Oh,
not down, but down by Alabama standards.
Down Alabama standards.
And dude, not at all, man. He's a... I think he's league 2.
League him.
Yeah, they league
him.
Not this year. He'll play another year, but eventually he's Sunday.
He's that linebacker, sideline to sideline, just like Roquan Smith was at Georgia.
It's a prototype.
Yeah, it is. Most definitely.
Right. Let's move on to the Chuck Bednarik Award. Mm-hmm. Bednarik Award, excuse me. The top defensive player in the country.
Yeah.
Preseason prediction. Who you have? Weezy.
Nick Bosa.
Yeah, we both beat the Nick Bosa.
Yeah, everybody had. Yeah, I mean.
Serum.
Yeah, but then Nick decided that his futures are way more important than us watching him play college football.
Exactly.
All right, who you have in the season? Jake.
I got Josh Allen, man, for Kentucky, man. Not bad for a former 2-star recruit, man. Complete football player, heart and soul of that Kentucky defense. I think he's one of the best players in the whole conference.
Yes, sir.
And he ranks... I think he tied for first with 4 fumbles, 3rd in sacks. Has the best numbers of all of the finalists for the Bednarik. So, just a big time player.
You know what's gonna suck is that Kentucky team's gonna come back down to earth next year. Like they're not gonna be as good next year. But they really built a foundation. They're a team that was fun to watch this year with the run game and that defense. I was just gonna hate that they're gonna come back down to earth and not gonna have the recruits and reload like that.
Well, I think it's Stoops. He leaves.
Yeah,
as a smart man, I think he takes North Carolina job. If you him, would you leave from Kentucky to go to North Carolina?
I personally wouldn't. Though.
You wouldn't
because there's no pressure at Kentucky.
It's not
none.
You winning.
And you're saved for as long as you want for after this season, right now, man.
I agree.
That game against Georgia with that many people in the Kentucky. Kentucky. Come on,
Kentucky man. Football.
Kentucky football, man.
That's crazy.
Who you had, Weez? Sorry.
I won't. Josh Allen also.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'm trying to tell you. It's, yeah. You know, it's,
as the season played out, a lot of these are unanimous.
You got Christian Wilkins, of course, plays for Clemson. Got Quinnen Williams, who is an animal, top five pick in Alabama. Yeah. It's a bunch of players, man. Could have been a top defensive player, but it's just Josh Allen, man. What he did is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the Outland Trophy. This is the top offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. Weezy. Who's your preseason?
Yes, your guy, Jonah Williams, ain't a Weezy.
That's my guy.
That's your guy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Who I picked was Dane Edwards from Wisconsin.
Okay. Yeah, that was your, because that whole O-line.
That O-line
is crazy.
That's football right there.
Yeah.
That's how you win championships.
Yeah, no,
that,
for
that
sure.
That kind of line right there. I like that kind of talk right there. That's how you do it. Lots of black knee braces on.
Yeah. Those weak-ass shoes that the O-linemen wear.
We got terrible shoes at O-line.
Nike's stepped it up a little bit, though. A little bit more cool.
Yeah.
A little bit more
sauce. Under Armour's a trash.
Trash. Under Armour's bad. Under Armour's real bad.
Who's your preseason?
My preseason was Jonah Williams, and my end of the season was Jonah Williams, man. Just the best offensive lineman in the draft. Be a top five pick this year. If you look at him, he started all 40 games since he's been at Alabama. Mm-hmm. Just one of those staples. He's going to be there. You
put him right
every
there.
Saturday.
You don't worry about him.
No.
You build everywhere else away from
That's
him.
That's it.
He's there. You're good. Yeah, you build away from him. Let's move on to the John Mackey Award. This is the top tight end.
Shout out to Coach Brown. Big tight.
Preseason, who you have, Jake?
I had Noah Fant, man, from Iowa.
From Iowa.
Yeah.
Weez, who you have preseason?
Caden Smith from Stanford.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's rough, man.
Now, Caden Smith is a finalist.
Solid team. He's a finalist. He's a finalist for the award.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, not a bad pick.
Yeah, not a bad pick
at
all.
Who you got in the season, Weez?
Caden Smith from Stanford.
You better.
No, for real.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Nah,
who you got, Jay?
My easiest end of the season winner is TJ Hockenson.
Mm.
This is the best duo in football. It's him and Noah Fant.
Yeah.
It's hard to plan or set up a defense to say, hey, all right, worry about two tight ends.
Right.
Usually we're worrying about two wide receivers, maybe two running backs. But to sit and say, okay, we have to like lock down two tight ends. Hockenson, he's getting more playing time now at Iowa.
Which is weird,
and he's the better blocker, that's why.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And they run that type of offense. I get
exactly.
it. Exactly. But Noah Fant was definitely the guy coming into the season.
Yeah, 14 touchdowns last year.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was a beast.
Yeah. So, the Fred Biletnikoff Award.
There we go, Joe.
I'll try sometime.
There we go, yeah.
Top wide receiver award.
Mm-hmm.
Who you gave a preseason, Jay?
I had David Seals, man, West Virginia, my guy. Yeah. He had a good year this year.
He did. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, not for
Who
sure.
Who you had with?
I had A.J. Brown from Ole Miss.
He didn't have a bad year.
He didn't.
That's not a bad week.
Mm-hmm.
Who you have at the end of the season?
T. Higgins, Clemson.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, Clemson, listen. They got my guy, Trevor Lawrence. He's going to throw it around. He's going to find somebody open.
Yeah.
Dude, Trevor Lawrence throws the ball as hard as I've seen a freshman throw.
Zooming.
Coach Locke's style.
Is he better than Tua?
Is Trevor Lawrence better than Tua? Pro prospect? Yeah, he's 6'7", 6'6".
There's nobody better than the man amongst boys.
He is a man amongst boys, though.
The God
Tua
amongst
talk about Ola is the best. I'll talk about it for you. My end of the season winner is my guy, is my player of the week last week, Andy Isabella
from
UMass. Yeah, just completed his regular season. Crazy, 1,600 yards, tied for second nationally with 13 touchdowns. UMass going 4-8 is going to, and an independent, is going to hurt him as far as getting this award, but there's no question that he is the best wide receiver in college football.
In his league.
League that young man. League him.
He jumps off the screen. And so I watched some of his highlights the other day. He jumps off the screen.
Dude, it's crazy. He had 303 yards, man, in a game one time, man.
But you don't overlook Jerry Jeudy from Alabama.
Jerry Jeudy is a finalist.
Don't overlook that whole Alabama receiving core.
Jerry Jeudy, nah. Just Jerry Jeudy.
Mm-mm.
Just, no, they got players.
They got players. I'm just telling you.
Crazy.
And they're all throwing them boys open, man.
No, well, what I'm saying is, usually Alabama has one
wide receiver,
Julio. Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley had two of these guys last year. I'm telling you, I get it though. I get it.
Nah, these guys
just didn't throw the ball as much over the last couple of years.
And then it's Air Saban this year, and these guys are taking them to the house.
Most definitely.
A lot of that. Let's move on to the Doak Walker Award.
Yep.
War type is just the top running back in the country.
Yeah.
Preseason, who you have? Weezy.
Jonathan Taylor. Wisconsin.
Yeah, he's
we all did.
I didn't. I did. Yeah, hey, Young Swift, man. From Georgia,
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see that. I mean, the pedigree was there.
He's there. You know, you got, what's the kid? Jake Fromm?
Yeah.
Yeah, he not throwing the ball a lot. I was thinking they was going to hand it to him and little Holyfield.
Yeah.
Holyfield got more of the toast.
Yeah.
Holyfield
solid.
Yeah, solid. Yeah.
All right, who you have into the season, Weez?
I spread the love with this one. I went with Elijah Holyfield.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
He's Elijah solid.
Yeah.
Because yeah, nah, he came out of nowhere. Yeah. Nobody expected him to do what he did.
To be the guy. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was going to be Swift.
Yeah. Who you have?
I had Jonathan Taylor, man. He's a true freshman. He only fell 23 yards short of reaching 2,000. He going to get that this year.
Yeah.
It ain't no question. I think he's one of the best running backs that I've seen play college football as a true freshman going into a sophomore. Yeah. He's a beast, man. He'll play on Sundays. Yeah. And he'll break all of Monty Ball's records.
Ooh, yes. hot.
Yeah, he'll break Monty Ball's records. I'm telling you, man, this kid, Jonathan Taylor's special, man.
All right. Okay. Move on to the Davey O'Brien Award.
Sure.
This is the top quarterback preseason. Who'd you have, Weezy?
Who'd you have, Weezy?
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. Okay.
It's not bad. He's a finalist. Who'd you have, preseason's Will Greer, who is not a finalist. So.
Yeah, Will.
But had a great year.
Had a great year. Shout out to Will.
We had a great year.
All right, so one back in. Who you have end of the season?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kyler Murray's having a good year.
Yeah,
for sure.
Who you have, Jeff?
I had Gardner Minshew, the former East Carolina quarterback, leading the country. Passing categories through 11 games, man. So, 4,000 passing yards. That's insane, man. 36 touchdowns. Only threw 7 picks. Mm-hmm. More importantly, until they lost to Washington, they were 10-1. So 10-2, only been sacked 9 times the whole season, and he was a transfer. Gardner Minshew, man, they did it the right way. With him.
Shout out to Wazoo.
The only thing I like about Kyler Murray, this is what's most impressive about me.
Okay,
you put him in that offense for 1 year, and he's doing this.
Yeah,
1 year.
Well,
last year he played, but
and he redshirted the year too.
So he said he's getting reps.
He getting reps.
He learned. He had 3 years to learn offense.
I don't know about three.
Two. I mean, he set out one. Yeah. Watch one behind Baker. He's playing now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm putting up big boy numbers, Jay.
Great numbers.
Big boy numbers.
For sure. Mm-hmm. He might play on Sundays.
I would love to see him
play. I'm telling you, Kyler Murray wanted to, he could play on Sundays. I'm telling you, if he wanted to. Now, the money is in baseball.
Yeah,
in the safer longevity. Pick. Exactly. Long money is in baseball. They already giving him $27 million like, just to go.
Good gracious.
Yeah, so you got to go with the money. Yeah, but I'm saying.
He's still on college campus.
Still on college. Kicking.
$27 million.
Sure.
Home Depot Award. Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year.
Who you have? Weezy.
I had Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
5-7.
Yeah.
That's your man. That's your coach.
Oh, my God.
You wanted him at Vanderbilt. I had Kirby Smart from Georgia. Hey, Kerbster.
Getting Kerbster.
Not bad.
All right, who you off with, Weezy?
I went to coach from Kentucky.
Stoops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deservedly so.
Until that Tennessee loss.
Yeah, like, Tennessee loss.
It hurt him.
I had Ed Orgeron, man. LSU.
Yeah.
Second full season head coach of the Tigers. Got him to 9-3. Yeah.
Tigers.
Cookie Monster. Got him all the way up to 7.
You also could put your coach in there.
Yeah, I could have. I mean, I'm trying to spread the love.
I'm saying just for the podcast, on some real shit. Like,
that was a great coaching job.
Yeah, he did.
A lot of
teams. Yeah, he turned
y'all
around.
Y'all weren't supposed to be
that
good.
We're going to win 10 games. That's crazy.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to be that good.
No, hell not this year. Yeah, but LSU has 3 wins over top 10 teams this year. And they beat Georgia, man. So they were number 2 team. Yeah, so first 10 win season since 2013, man. Shout out to the Cookie Monster.
All right, man. Heisman Trophy winner,
mm-hmm.
College Football Player of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Weezy, who you have?
Khalil Tate.
Yes, he did.
That's not me.
Yes, it was. I told him. We bet, too, that Khalil Tate on that show, Khalil Tate was going to set for the Heisman.
You said we bet every year.
We did.
Y'all bet that one. Okay. I remember that. I remember not saying it because
Alexander's on me.
Alexander's
on me.
Yeah, for sure. Preseason prediction.
Who was your preseason?
I had Tua Tagovailoa.
You sure did.
Yeah, almost there.
That was like before he.
You had that 2016, right?
Yeah. No, he had that when Tua was a freshman in high school, right out of eighth grade.
I picked him. I've been saying it for the last 6 years. And Tua.
They've been knocking me.
As soon as he picked up the pigskin.
I just knew when he got to Alabama. And
I knew he played triple C football. And he was going.
Yeah, I agree. Best quarterback in college football, man. Tua Tagovailoa, man.
Ooh, man, amongst boys. The God amongst men.
3,000 passing yards, 36 touchdowns. Hey, 2 picks.
That's your guy. He didn't play a lot of second half.
That's my guy.
He didn't play the fourth quarter the first 6 weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
Shout out to the God.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Tua. God, now, my goodness.
Yeah. Second couple of Tebow.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa.
So, who's your new Heisman?
My new Heisman is Tua Tagovailoa.
UJ?
I mean, he's the man amongst boys. He's the god amongst
men. Come on, man. You got to stop saying
he's Tua Tagovailoa.
You got winning it.
Tua.
You got Gardner Minshew winning it.
I think it's going to be closer than we think, though.
I think Kyler Murray's
It's him and Kyler. Yeah. And who will set? I mean, if they do three, it'll be Gardner.
Yep.
It'll be Tua.
Yep.
Kyler Murray. Maybe Will Greer.
I think they'll set four. Ohio State guy.
Dwayne Haskins?
Haskins sit.
Hell no. Not over Will Greer. His number's killing Will Greer. I mean, Will Greer's number's killing Haskins.
It's close, Jay.
Yeah, this is the week that's going to tell, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Big Ten Conference.
Yeah.
Who we have as the winner of the Big Ten Conference? Weezy, the preseason.
Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan winning that. You should did.
Who you had, Jay?
I had Ohio State.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have the end of season.
Yeah, I got Ohio State winning that thing, clearly, because they played Northwestern. This was Michigan's to lose, though.
It was.
Yeah. It was Michigan's to lose.
That hurt me when Michigan
lost. And let's keep it real. This is Ohio State. They mm-hmm. might slip up against Northwestern. They prone to do stuff.
They not,
though. Urban got them boys
they,
ready.
They shouldn't, but yeah. they prone to
he
do crap
him, he locked
like
him
that.
In that room and said, listen.
I have to leave after this year.
Yeah.
This is my last year.
I have to
be yeah, ain't going out like this.
Everybody turn your cell phone off. All this shit's over with.
Michigan had beat like
the jig is up.
Yeah,
jig's up. Listen,
dude, they beat the conference's biggest names. 101-27 before they played Ohio State. So they was theirs to lose for sure.
Let's go to the Big 12 conference.
Mm-hmm.
Who you have, Jay?
Pre-season. I had Oklahoma winning it in preseason.
Who you have, Weezy?
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Right, well, what we got now?
I got Texas winning this, man.
Really?
I got Texas winning this.
Texas beat them in the first game.
Tom Herman, man, turned this team around. Didn't do the exact same thing that Charlie did, but 2 years after his arrival, man, your team being what 10-3, 9-3 right now. That's big. That's big, man. Shout out to that's the best team that they had since 2012. Mac Brown. They went 9-4.
Solid.
Yeah, right. Man. Shout out to Tom Herman.
I got Oklahoma.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Pac-12 conference. Yeah, preseason Weezy.
USC.
Of course you did, Weezy.
Sheesh. He did.
Who you have?
I had Washington.
Washington.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had Washington.
Now who you got, Weezy? End of the season.
Utah Utes
winning it. I got Washington winning. I had Washington State winning it because Washington State had the best quarterback in the whole Pac-12 and the best transfer in the whole country. Top team defense, but did not show up against Washington. So I got to go Washington. Okay. Washington got crazy, crazy NFL prospects in the secondary.
They got a few.
Quarterback, yeah. NFL QB, man. Washington should win this for sure.
All right. Let's move on to the baby NFL, as you call it.
Yeah, for sure.
The SEC Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Who you having in the preseason? Weezy.
Bama.
Yeah.
No, we had to talk about this one.
Yeah, I had Georgia.
You did.
I had Georgia.
You sure did have Georgia.
I had Georgia.
Yeah.
I had Georgia winning this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now who you got?
Man, I got two in the boys, man.
Yeah.
I got to go with it. I should stick with my pick with Georgia, but they just playing. They gliding right now.
Picking Georgia, if Georgia wins this, it throws everything into chaos.
It does.
And I
would love to see
and
Georgia
I prefer
win.
Chaos.
Yeah, prefer chaos.
Because I prefer chaos.
If Georgia wins, Bama still gets in regardless.
Regardless.
Right? That's the thing. That's regardless.
So I would love to see Georgia win.
ACC.
Yeah.
Predicted. Preseason. Who you have, Jay?
I had Clemson for sure.
Who you have, Weezy?
Clemson.
All right. Now. Yeah. End of season, of course.
Yeah. By the end of September, we knew that Clemson was the best team in the ACC.
Yeah,
that's the best team nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
No more. Nobody.
They haven't
played anybody.
Yeah,
they haven't played any damn body.
Well, Syracuse.
Mediocrity in the ACC. It's the worst year of the ACC in a long time.
Yeah. Long time. No lie to tell.
One elite team.
Yeah.
That's
no question.
Yeah, ain't no question. Yeah.
A lot of okay.
A lot of solid. Solid.
All right. So in the preseason, who y'all have as your top four? I have Bama. Ohio State is my two.
Yep.
Clemson at three. Georgia at four. That's my preseason.
My preseason was Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama.
Whoo. You had Alabama losing the regular season game.
I had them losing in the
SEC championship,
in the SEC championship to Georgia.
Okay. What about you, Weezy?
I had Bama.
Okay.
Georgia, Clemson, and Ohio State.
Okay. So you had Bama, then Georgia two?
Bama one.
Bama, I don't say Bama, then Georgia, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so who you got now? Jay, who you got now?
Yeah, for sure. I got Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and
that's the kicker.
That's the one.
That's the kicker there.
If Georgia loses, it's going to be hard for them to put a two-team team in.
Two-loss team.
Over a team like Oklahoma. Who's, you know, I have Texas actually beating them.
Yeah.
So if Texas actually beats them, then Ohio State gets in at four. I think Ohio State will get that four spot.
Yeah, I do too. I think Ohio State gets the four no matter what. As long as Georgia doesn't beat Alabama.
Yeah.
If Alabama wins and Ohio State wins, Ohio State gets the four.
They always find
they control their destiny.
I'm telling y'all, if Oklahoma gets in, they're not going to get in.
They're not.
Who? But that's the only team that can score with Bama.
That's true. I agree.
They can score with
them. They can't defend. It's going to be 70-70, and it'll be 70-50.
Yeah. And Oklahoma will throw the pick.
Yep.
That loses the game.
For sure.
Well, for fumble.
Because Georgia's going to run out, man.
They're going to get hit in the mouth if they play Alabama.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's different.
That's a different. Yeah. Because they ain't seen no shit like that.
At all.
Ain't seen no
shit. So Alabama going to beat Georgia by how much Saturday?
Alabama beat Georgia by 10.
Alabama beat Georgia by 17.
Yeah. I think it'd be a close game.
Yeah. That's 10. 10's close.
7 to 10 points.
He's going to have to play this whole game.
I think Georgia plays their boy.
They only play one team out, yeah.
They
fuck out of here. Alabama don't play one team.
Man, that's not
You gotta quit saying that, man.
That's crazy.
They played that whole conference, yeah.
They played their whole conference.
I don't want to keep the listeners that much longer, but the SEC is
they can't help that.
That's it. They can't help that. That's the answer.
They can't help that you know.
I mean, you also gotta think too, you know how many we got like 7-8 teams in bowl.
Y'all do that every year, and then look at your bowl record.
Dead ass.
See what I'm saying?
Dead ass bowl records don't really matter because niggas.
Those kids don't even
be playing in those bowl games.
What it is, Nick Saban has finally bought into this new college football.
Yeah.
He got a quarterback to throw the football off his court that is letting him throw the football.
And with the same defense that he had.
I'm not arguing any of this.
Man. That's all
I'm
just
talking
about the rest of the SEC. The only bad team.
Everybody.
They're better than everybody in the country.
Everybody included. It's all inclusive. Everybody's all inclusive. Yeah, they're better than everybody.
We beat the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Hey, man. We wrapped up the 2018 college football season, FSP style.
Always FSP style.
Most better know it. Man.
Excited about this weekend.
Yeah.
Catch some of these conference games. More than anything, man, we just got to make sure that Weezy, you know, you maintain. We got to get you some Roman numeral training. Jeff. We gotta make sure that we get you.
Don't
going.
Let him get you, Jeff. Don't let him get you. Stay focused, man.
Nah, for sure.
Ain't gonna get me. Ain't gonna get me. I'm not gonna let him get me.
I just wish the listeners could be in pre-production.
Just one. You know, Jeff. That IG post is gonna be great. It's gonna be legendary. Yeah. It's gonna live as long as your 40-yard dash.
We're gonna put the other post up.
Yeah. Because you got one.
What's it?
You got one.
Are we going?
That's I think that's why cameraman never put it up.
Nah, because it got nothing to do with it.
He's shaking his head. Yes,
it ain't got nothing to do with me. Because you should have seen your face. Your face was on stuck, my dude.
Everybody had a moment.
You were there was a door. It's probably approximately
You jumped in this chair. This is gonna get edited too. I hate that too. It's gonna get edited.
No, I leveled up.
You jumped in this chair.
I leveled up.
Like your Achilles wouldn't even hurt, bro.
I leveled up.
You
Achilles. What Achilles?
Yeah.
He leveled up.
He had the bunnies again.
I leveled up.
You hit your 40 inch vertical.
I didn't leveled
up. What are we doing? What we doing?
You ain't even real. That's a fake laugh. And that is episode 246 of the Full Sport Press podcast, man. Tweet us with questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the YouTube page. On the iTunes page, please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
About that Full Sport Press podcast. Weezy.
Everything paid for, baby.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
The Revolution will be podcast. Cameraman, we are out.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on prior episodes, visit the SoundCloud page. And don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend.
The Revolution will be podcasted.